It's your boy, Scarfinger, and I'm back with another podcast feedback. Today, I am talking about Angelica's Room, which is a podcast by Angelica. And she talks about a few things. Most of which she talks about sex and relationships, which is the part of, that I dig. She also talks about sports. She is a sports fan. And I'm not, so you can miss me with all that. But I really do enjoy the sex and relationship talk. You had the conversation talking about Tantra, and I think it's a really fascinating subject. I have a book where it was kind of like a beginner's guide to all of that kind of stuff. I really wanted to try to get into it and all that kind of stuff. But, the situation was, I felt like I had an open mind about it, but I don't believe my partner did. So it just kind of went by the wayside. I'm still interested in it. And, you know, that whole spiritual, you know, because I'm not really a very spiritual person and stuff like that, but it's fascinating to try to understand and all that kind of stuff. But I think learning a little bit more about it and you talking about it a little bit more on your show is actually pretty great. I know you've asked on your show if anybody would want you to talk about it more, and this is me throwing my hat in the ring, saying, you know what, I think it would be good to talk about. Is broaden your horizons and all that shit. You know, do meditation and chakras and all that shit is just fascinating. I did send a tweet, but I don't know if you got it. You asked if a dude ever faked an orgasm. Yes, I have. Not very much. Because, you know, I really do enjoy having sex with my wife, but sometimes you're just not feeling it, so you just go ahead and fake it and get it over with. Yes, I have done that before. I really like the Girl Talk segment. So, of course, that's, you know, mostly where the sex and relationship talk gets kind of over, you know, it gets a little bit more extreme, I guess you would say. I love Stella because she actually says the word pussy. I love a woman that actually says pussy. The conversation about the vag accessories was really interesting. I didn't even know most of that shit existed. Dying. I didn't even know, like, people did shit like dyeing the hair and pussy reconstruction. I mean, I think I've heard of some of this stuff. I mean, the reconstruction and stuff like that, but just how extreme it goes, it's really crazy. Like, Botox in the cuckoo? Like, word. That's a little weird. And just the fact that people actually do this is really crazy, because I would think that if you were going to do something like that, that is the last place you would want to actually do it. Like, I know people, you know, getting Botox in your face is one thing, but getting Botox in your vajay is a completely different situation. I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying the shows. I really do enjoy to talk about, like, Tantra and stuff like that, because I don't really know of, I don't listen to a lot of shows that do talk about stuff like that, you know, in as much detail. And, you know, you talk to the ladies and, you know, try to get them to, you know, open themselves up to new possibilities, and that's always fucking dope. So I'm down for more shows. I mean, I just caught up, listened to a few shows back to back, and I'm ready for some more. So yeah, if anybody else that's listening to this hasn't listened to those shows yet, I strongly suggest you do so, because I dig Angelica's Room. I'll let you boy.